7.5 FM, W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. Second attempt, same outcome.
The yeas are 43, the nays are 50. Three-fifths of the senators duly chosen and sworn having not voted in the affirmative. The motion is not agreed to.
California Democrat LaFonza Butler announcing the result of today's vote on a bipartisan border security bill. A number of senators who supported it last time rejected it today, including two of the three authors. President Biden is expected tomorrow to announce a new $275 million military aid package for Ukraine. Governor Mike DeWine will call the Ohio General Assembly into special session next week. He wants them to pass legislation which places President Biden on the state's ballot this November. The NCAA and the nation's five biggest athletic conferences will pay nearly $3 billion to settle antitrust claims. It paves the way for a groundbreaking revenue sharing model for athletes and schools. This is ABC News. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear has designated Juneteenth as a holiday for state executive branch workers. He's also signed an executive order banning discrimination based on hairstyles. The ex of Sean Diddy Combs has broken her silence.
Singer Cassie speaking out after the video posted by CNN last week of her then-boyfriend Sean Diddy Combs beating her up in a hotel hallway in 2016. In a post on social media, Cassie says the outpouring of support has created a place for her younger self to settle and feel safe now. But domestic violence broke her down to someone she never thought she'd become. And she asks that people open their hearts to believing victims the first time. Combs apologized after the video came out, and he faces a federal investigation into sex trafficking allegations he denies.
That's ABC's Jason Nathanson. Miami Heat great Dwayne Wade returned to South Florida to launch a nonprofit online community which is designated to supporting transgender youth and their families. It's called Translatable. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Sync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seat belts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin delegates and alternates to the Republican National Convention include two people who served as fake electors in 2020. Pam Travis and Bob Spindell signed documents to cast Wisconsin's electoral votes for Donald Trump, even though Joe Biden had won. Hunters and fishers in Wisconsin are keeping a close eye on work on the 2024 federal farm bill. Aaron Sandquist with Pheasants Forever says the bill needs strong private land conservation protection.
We have a lot of needs in states like Minnesota and Wisconsin, particularly in the prairie areas, and private land habitat provided by the Farm Bill, like CRP, is critically important.
Advocates say 40 million people would lose access to hunting and fishing opportunities without the Conservation Reserve Program. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Packers wrapping up OTAs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. And the Packers wrapping up their first week of OTA practices today. They'll be back at it next week after Memorial Day. They've had a rash of torn pectoral muscle injuries in the weight room. Right tackle Zach Tom, tight end Tucker Kraft, and even Matt LaFleur suffering torn pec muscles while bench pressing, each requiring surgery.
Yeah, Tuck's going to be out until training camp. You know, hopefully he's back by training camp. If not, it should be early on. He's on the Matt LaFleur plan right now.
the All-NBA first team announced, and for the sixth time in a row, the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo making the list. Baseball, Brewers losing 1-0 last night in Miami in a pitcher's duel that was over in an hour and 57 minutes. Willie Adames says he had a closed-door meeting with Pat Murphy.
Me and Murph, we had a really good conversation for like 20 minutes. I told him, I said, you know, like, I've been great mentally because I've been hitting the ball hard. It's just like you say, you know, they haven't been dropping, but if you lose, makes it worse, you know?
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds will increase here in the overnight and temperatures dropping to the upper 50s. And as we get closer to daybreak, there could be a few showers and rumbles of thunder around. The better chance will be on Friday. Gusty winds, highs in the lower 70s. Right now, it's 64.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, military veteran and subject of the Netflix documentary Father, Soldier, Son, Brian Eich joins the show. And Max Inc.'s Terry Barr checks in and reports from Bratfest.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Thursday. A lot to talk about today. Why is the guy who told us to drink bleach a step away from being president? We'll get to that in a moment. Also, a bit of a news recap. Nikki Haley news, Sam Alito news. Is he going to blame his wife again? Fake elector news, Supreme Court news. I'll share all that with you. In the second hour of our program, our single guest for the day, Phil Itner, is going to drop by live from Kyiv, Ukraine, with an update on how that assault of a democratic nation by a dictatorial regime in Russia is going. Also, corporations are weaponizing free speech to wreck the world. This is an astonishing report by David Sirota's publication, The Lever. I'll give you the details on that in the second hour. And how Trump relishes bullying and torturing women. We'll get into that in the second hour. In the third hour, how 2016 was stolen with help from Russia. Interesting, they're going after Hillary right now, and the rebuttal is pretty, it's a burn. You're not going to want to miss this one. And also, is Putin trying to move the Russian border in the Baltics? You betcha. I'll give you the details on that in the third hour as well. But to start out, why is the guy who told us to drink bleach just one step away from being president? I mean, this is, Americans are dumbfounded. How is it, and I ask you this, I'm going to offer a few possible explanations that I've come up with, but you know, love to hear your thoughts. How is it that the guy who is one step away from the presidency began his life a crime, busted for writing C for colored on black rental applications, mismanaged the COVID crisis so badly that America has the worst COVID death rate in the world, is credibly accused of sexual assault by more than 20 women, and a jury found him guilty twice of raping one of those women, including a 14-year-old woman, by the way, that he was accused of. The guy who forcibly tore nursing babies from their mother's arms, over almost 1,000 of those children are still missing, solicited a $1 billion bribe just this month and illegally took over $7 million in bribes while he was in the White House in violation of the law. Bob Menendez was a piker, right? Praise Nazis who marched chanting Jews will not replace us as very fine people. Conspired with militia leaders to storm the U.S. Capitol, leading to the death of 5 civilians and 3 police officers. Regularly quotes Hitler's vicious racist rhetoric, referring to human beings as scum, vermin, and saying that people of color poison the blood of America. Stole national security secrets and repeatedly lied to the FBI when they tried to recover them. Abandoned our Kurdish allies to Putin, leading to their mass slaughter by Russian troops and warplanes. Gave Russia at least one spy that we know of in an Oval Office meeting with that country's foreign minister and U.S. ambassador. Did his best to destroy NATO and hand Ukraine to Putin. Negotiated a deal to build an office and apartment building in Moscow that was supposed to be executed a week after the 2016 election and then lied to the American people about it repeatedly, knowingly lied to our nation for almost a full 4 years about having lost the last election, called our fallen soldiers at Normandy and Arlington suckers and losers, and ridiculed American prisoners of war, including John McCain, gutted the Environmental Protection Agency and sold off public lands to drilling and mining interests who were greasing his party's palms, proudly packed the Supreme Court with people he'd handpicked to end abortion rights in the United States, reportedly repeatedly violated the Hatch Act using federal property for campaigns and political activities, is currently violating the Logan Act by interfering in President Biden's foreign policy efforts, praised the world's worst dictators while trash-talking our Democratic allies, holds rallies in which he uses curse words that can't even be broadcast on radio or TV, threatened the Georgia Secretary of State with jail if he wouldn't help overturn the 2020 election, facilitated his son-in-law extracting $2 billion from a murderous dictator, gave billionaires a $2 trillion tax cut that's being paid for by raising taxes on working-class people over the next few years, promises he'll be a dictator from his first day in office and will bring about a unified Reich, says he'll imprison or destroy the media and those who criticize him using language last attributed to Hitler, slept with a porn star and a Playboy bunny in the months after his fewer than 2 years married trophy wife gave birth to his son, and then paid them both to hush it up so he could get elected, convinced China to give his daughter millions of dollars worth of trademarks while accusing Joe Biden's son of corruption for taking a routine payment for being on the board of a foreign natural gas company, used explicit Nazi iconography to label his political opponents, tried to extort a foreign leader to manufacture dirt on his political opponent while withholding military aid to that nation as it was under attack by Russia, collaborated with Putin to get elected, and when the FBI tried to investigate it, engaged in at least 10 documented felony obstructions of justice, trash talks America's criminal justice system, insisting he's the victim of racist black and Hispanic prosecutors and judges, committed multiple campaign finance crimes, convinced about half of Americans the country's in a recession, when in fact our economy's in better shape than it's been any time since World War II, engaged in and was convicted for both tax and insurance fraud, got multiple deferments to avoid the Vietnam War because he bought an X-ray of somebody else's bone spurs from a corrupt doctor, stole from a children's cancer charity, repeatedly joked about assault and the assault and murder attempt of Paul Pelosi, implicitly encouraging his followers to commit more violence against Democrats, was found liable for running a fraudulent university, and among other things, stole millions of dollars from his siblings and relatives and then pissed it all away by being an incompetent playboy businessman, having to declare bankruptcy six times. Any one of those things would destroy any other American politician. Two or more of those things would consign any other American politician to permanent political purgatory. I mean, think about it. Howard Dean screamed. He was gone. Larry Craig was busted in a men's room in Minneapolis. He was gone. Gary Hart was photographed with Donna Rice on his lap. He was gone. Mark Sanford ran off to Argentina with his mistress. He was gone. Republicans claimed that John Kerry faked a war wound. He didn't, but he lost. Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney dared to simply criticize January 6th. Gone. So a lot of Americans are scratching their heads going, how the hell is Trump getting away with this? Now, I don't know the answer, but I do have a collection of theories for you. And I'm going to run through these real quickly. And you know, after my little news summary here on the other side of this break, I want to get your calls and thoughts on it. What if it's because the media loves Trump because of his bombast scandals and lies because they deliver the clicks and views that the media can monetize in a way that, you know, frankly, Joe Biden can't do? Could it be because right-wing social media and search engine billionaires, along with China's TikTok owners, have rigged their algorithms to push Trump? Maybe the media is so desperate for the billions in revenue they'll get from a tight horse race election that they'll do anything they can to hide Trump's incompetence, hate, and crimes while raising questions about Biden. Or is it that Trump is a singularly brilliant politician, cut in the mold of historical demagogues like Huey Long and Adolf Hitler? Maybe Trump's popularity comes from all of us underestimating how much racial and gender hatred has been simmering below the surface of America, just waiting for a politician who'd proudly go farther than
Nixon's Southern strategy or Reagan calling black people young bucks and monkeys? How about people fearful of economic uncertainty, climate change, and experiencing PTSD over the pandemic, embracing a confident, self-assured sociopath, smooth as an oiled snake whose lies slither effortlessly from his lips? Could it be that bullies and sociopaths identify with him and are thus drawn to him? Can one speculate that 1,500 right-wing radio stations broadcasting pro-Trump messages all day, every day are having an impact, amplified by Fox so-called news and other right-wing media willing to lie to the American people? What if Trump gets a pass because he promises more tax cuts and thus more billions in profits to the owners of big media, social media outlets, and TV networks? Or maybe the flood of dark money from billionaires wanting more tax cuts and deregulation has reached a critical mass? Or can we consider the possibility that the American public has just become so desensitized to Trump's crimes that he's established a new baseline for political behavior, which we're now seeing acted out by Republicans on the Supreme Court and Republican politicians all across the country? I don't know the answer to these questions. I have my own, you know, my own personal speculation is that it is all of the above, frankly. But what say you? I'll be picking up your calls in the next few minutes here. Check this out. It's over at HartmanReport.com if you want the entire list. It's right there at the top of the page. It's also posted on Daily Kos. Amazing, amazing stuff. Haley, Alito, the Supreme Court, I got to tell you about that. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with a quick news summary.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the Tom Hartman Program. Talk media for the sane among us. We'll be right back.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. My experience with Superbeats Heart Chews is that they are powerful stuff for healthy blood pressure. They feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. And I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and heart health every day when I take them. Plus, there's no pills to swallow, and they taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeets is clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. Excuse me. New Superbeets Heart Chews Advance support healthy CoQ10 levels as well, which is an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeets Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% by going to getsuperbeets.com. And using the code TOM, T-H-O-M, that's GetSuperBeets, B-E-E-T-S, .com, code TOM, T-H-O-M, for a free 30-day supply and bundles of new Superbeets Heart Chews Advanced and 15% off. GetSuperBeets.com, code TOM. Welcome back. So just a couple of quick things in the news. The Supreme Court, in a decision written by Sam Alito, basically, what had happened was a lower court had found that South Carolina had explicitly come up with a map where they wanted to make sure that in this area that encompassed one of the major cities in South Carolina, at the Charleston, South Carolina, which has a large black population, that they didn't want more than 17% of black people to be voting in that city. And that's how they got rid of a Democrat and got in Nancy Mace. And so this was, you know, they specifically said, we're going to move these black voters. We're going to dilute their vote. We're going to spread them among other nearby congressional districts. Now, that's called racial gerrymandering. And that's illegal. But what Sam Alito said was, well, you know, black people vote as Democrats almost, you know, more than 90% of the time. And therefore, we can conclude that this isn't actually a racial gerrymander, which is illegal. This is actually a political gerrymander, which is perfectly legal. They didn't do this because these people were black. They did it because they vote for Democrats. And so the Supreme Court just upheld a racial gerrymander in South Dakota. And you can, now that that is the official law of the land, you can expect that to happen in every red state in the country. You're going to see red states get harder and harder and harder for Democrats to crack, and the power of Democrats in the big cities in red states, they're going to start breaking up those congressional districts, splitting them up with, again, racial gerrymanders, claiming that they're political gerrymanders. And the Supreme Court, now all three Democrats on the court said this is outrageous, this is wrong. Elena Kagan said he is turning things upside down. Perhaps a reference to the flag, but, you know, the Democrats are not having it. Nikki Haley came out this morning, or yesterday afternoon, actually, at the Hudson Institute, which has offered her a new gig. This is her new job. And basically, I'm guessing that they told her, you've got to endorse Donald Trump if you want to work for us, because, you know, think tanks that depend on Republican largesse and are funded by right-wing Republican billionaires have to be in the good graces of these people. Or another possibility is that she wants to run for president in 2028, and she figured if she fails to endorse Trump at this point, that will come back to haunt her in 4 years. But, you know, she, Mitch McConnell, Bill Barr, Chris Sununu, all of these people who said that they were never Trumpers, they're all now, you know, bending over and kissing Trump's ass. I mean, that's just what they're up to. And finally, you know, we now know Justice Alito, I believe I mentioned this yesterday, but Sam Alito has a second house. It's on Long Island, Long Beach Island, and, you know, a nice fancy vacation home. And on that home, he's got a flagpole where he was flying the Appeal to Heaven flag, also known as the Pine Tree flag, which has, again, been adopted by the so-called Stop the Steal, by the right-wing Republican fascist movement. Sam Alito is openly proclaiming his partisanship and his embrace of fascism. And, you know, we saw this in the decision that the Supreme Court released this morning, where he said, hey, you know, black people breaking up black people, and yeah, screw them, basically. I mean, this guy is a right-wing racist fascist, a neo-fascist. And he should not be on the court. He never should have been put on the court by George W. Bush. And, you know, remember when his wife went running out of a hearing when he was being grilled, crying? And, you know, it's like the theater that these guys use is just obscene. It is just absolutely obscene. And I don't know why Dick Durbin hasn't, you know, doesn't grow a spine. I mean, come on, Senator. This is so outrageous. This is impeachment-worthy stuff. It's at the very least worthy of the United States Senate on the Judiciary, the Committee on the Judiciary, holding an inquiry, a hearing, you know, and bring Alito and Thomas before your committee. Come on. What would Jim Jordan do? What would James Comer do? I realize Dick Durbin doesn't want to stoop to those. Well, if you don't stoop to those levels, we're going to continue to have this kind of crime committed in the United States. These guys are destroying the Supreme Court. At the same time, they're destroying our country. Do something. So why do you think the guy who told us to drink bleach is one step away from the White House again? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of this break. It's 27 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where despair is not an option. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Speaking the truth, the multinational corporations and the GOP would really rather you didn't know. I'll be right back with your calls. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program.
After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
You're listening to Lake Air, W-L-A-K, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. Second attempt, same outcome.
The yeas are 43, the nays are 50. Three-fifths of the senators duly chosen and sworn having not voted in the affirmative, the motion is not agreed to.
California Democrat LaFonza Butler announcing the result of today's vote on a bipartisan border security bill. A number of senators who supported it last time rejected it today, including two of the three authors. President Biden is expected tomorrow to announce a new $275 million military aid package for Ukraine. Governor Mike DeWine will call the Ohio General Assembly into special session next week. He wants them to pass legislation which places President Biden on the state's ballot this November. The NCAA and the nation's five biggest athletic conferences will pay nearly $3 billion to settle antitrust claims that paves the way for a groundbreaking revenue sharing model for athletes and schools. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. At least six tornadoes touched down in Wisconsin Tuesday night, as far west as Cochrane and as far east as Kaukauna, with the strongest in Unity at 105 miles an hour. They had to cancel school in Madison because of so many downed trees and power lines. About 50,000 homes and businesses across Wisconsin lost power. Police in Waukesha are giving a tent community until the end of next week to pack up and leave. Police specialist Jason Fink says they're not targeting people because of their homelessness.
But it can lead into certain crimes, like if someone is trespassing or littering or loitering or being disorderly, and we get a call from someone in the community for us to go and address those situations.
The land they're on is owned by an out-of-state corporation that only recently learned the people were living there. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Imagine having to go on TV or write a book to tell the world you are not a racist. Such is the case with actor Michael Richards. Richards, who played Kramer on Seinfeld, is promoting his new book, Entrances and Exits. In a recent interview, the actor addressed his onstage incident in 2006 at the Laugh Factory in Los Angeles. After being heckled, Richards launched into a racist rant, which included the N-word. Richards continues to claim he's not a racist and has apologized numerous times on TV, including on The Late Show with David Letterman. Apparently, there is trouble in paradise, or Los Angeles, in the form of Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez's marriage. Sources close to the couple say they are not getting along. What? I have no doubt they will work it out and live happily ever after. Between them, they've been married six times, so they should be really good at it by now. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds will increase here in the overnight, and temperatures dropping to the upper 50s. And as we get closer to daybreak, there could be a few showers and rumbles of thunder around. The better chance will be on Friday. Gusty winds, highs in the lower 70s. Right now, it's 64.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the Raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we welcome in our ongoing contributors, Brady Ewing of the Badger football team and Peter Rapine with a Week in Review. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Swing voters are more worried about Biden's economy than Trump's.
Yeah, that's
abortion.
That you're talking about the segment with Steve Rattner. That was shocking.
I
intend to write
that.
About that tomorrow.
Yeah, you know. And but then in the next breath, what was it? Oh, suburban women, educated women, he's getting trounced. But the other one was, he's 7 up in North Carolina and 12 up in Nevada.
Yeah.
I tell you what, Las Vegas, you put that up there, I'll put $1,000 on each that Biden covers that 11-7.
I think you're probably right, Russ. The thing that amazed me about that Morning Joe segment was that nobody, and I mean nobody, mentioned the media.
Like, you know,
they're all sitting around going, how can it be that half of America thinks the economy sucks when actually it's better economy than we've had since World War II? Well, because Fox News tells them it sucks. It's that simple.
Well, you know, let's be upfront here, Tom. Nikki Haley endorsed them. And then in the next segment, Anna Cabrera had Susan Del Percio. She even said it. 5-7% of these people, minimum 5%, still won't vote for Trump. You wonder, because one thing you notice, though, Tom, I've noticed this. We're not talking about, well, Trump's this in Pennsylvania. I think it's going to be gone for him. Michigan, Wisconsin, you don't hear about those states that much. You hear about Nevada, Arizona, Florida, Georgia. You don't hear much about the Midwest anymore.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, unions are in there, Afro-American, and we own these states. Yeah. And that, so we can vote. They ain't going to get shut out. But I think Pennsylvania, Tom, is the next Illinois, Virginia. It's slowly but surely you're going to see them separate themselves from the Republicans. They had 40 counties. They're down to 37. Chris Matthews, who's no fan of mine, said they could be down to 34 counties in 4 more years. They are hemorrhaging voters like crazy in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
But I'm with you, Tom. Maybe it's good that he's 50, but he's still 50-50 Biden.
Yeah.
You know?
We'll see. I mean, I keep pointing out that the real campaigning doesn't begin until after the summer's over.
It's September, they say.
Right.
Did you catch that, too?
No,
I really think September. Well, you know, Tom, I'll give you an insight. I don't know much about politics, but take this to the bank. You'll know if he's losing by his rhetoric gets more and more violent.
Yes,
the more
you're
violent
absolutely right.
He gets, the more that the polls are telling you he is losing. And let's be frank, Tom.
Yep.
You're talking 20% he might get with Afro-Americans. They said, nah, he ain't getting that. He might get 12, and that's not a lot considering they're going up in voters and we're shrinking in voters.
Yeah, yeah, I get
it. What do you think? He's going to win?
No, I don't think Trump is going to win. No, I don't. I think you're going to see even more of a blowout than in 2020, but I am concerned. Russ, thank you for the call. Kevin in Durham, North Carolina. Hey, Kevin, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, for all the people that are hemming and hawing about Biden, I just wanted to remind them once again of the consequences of voting or not voting.
Right.
Like you talked about earlier, the Supreme Court, you know, once again comes out with another, you know, controversial ruling.
Let's call it what it is, a racist ruling.
Upholding our racially gerrymandered map in South Carolina. So basically what they're saying is racial gerrymandering is okay, but affirmative action isn't.
Correct.
So this is who this court is, and I wish people would take into consideration how important the Supreme Court is when it comes to voting for president. The president has the power to make and shape the Supreme Court.
Correct.
And these are people who have lifetime appointments who can make decisions that affect your life for the next 20 years.
Yeah.
If we don't vote the right way. And I guarantee you, if Trump wins again, Alito and Thomas, who shouldn't be there in the first place, are going to retire because they want a Republican to replace them, and Trump will be in position to replace them with two more younger judges, and you can say goodbye to the Supreme Court for the next 25 years.
Or longer. And, yeah, I agree, Kevin.
Yeah, and who knows what a 6-3 Supreme conservative court
or maybe even 7-2, because Sonia Sotomayor is in her 70s too, and she's diabetic, you know, which tends to shorten people's lifespans.
Right. So who knows what that kind of a makeup of the court will do over the next 20 years, but I guarantee it's not going to be good. It's not going to be good for people like me as a black person.
Yeah.
So I wish people would take into consideration this is bigger than the president. This is about the Supreme Court and the power that they have to make decisions that can directly affect your life.
Right. In 2016, Mitch McConnell was holding open Merrick Garland. He was refusing to act on Merrick Garland's nomination for the court. He held that for over 400 days. And as a result of that, this was a big issue in Republican circles. A lot of Republicans, I'm talking in all probability, according to some of the polls, millions of Republicans voted for Donald Trump, even though they hated the guy and they wouldn't under any other circumstances have voted for him, simply because they knew that if he got in, he would replace, they'd throw out Merrick Garland. He would replace, whose seat was that?
Gorsuch.
No, it wasn't Gorsuch, but whatever. He would fill that seat with a Republican. I mean, you know, that's the bottom line. And Gorsuch is the guy who ended up getting it. And yeah, you're right. I'm forgetting who retired to make that seat available. But in any case, that, you know.
Yeah, I forget his name too, but he died.
Say that again?
I forget his name too, the justice who died.
Yeah, I thought it was Stephen Breyer who retired. It was Alito. It was Scalia. Thank you.
Yeah, Scalia.
Thank you, Jeremy. It was Scalia. Yeah, you're right. But in any case, I mean, the Supreme Court was a huge issue in the 2016 election for Republicans. And it needs to be a huge issue in this election for Democrats, and Democrats need to be campaigning. Joe Biden needs to be campaigning on the Supreme Court. He needs to be calling out the Supreme Court the way that Franklin Roosevelt did, the way that Harry Truman did. You know, Harry Truman got reelected elected, I guess you could say, because he became president because FDR died. But he got elected based on calling out the Supreme Court and Congress, the do-nothing Congress and the Supreme Court who was fighting against him. So, I mean, this is a big deal.
Democrats should be focused on this because all you have to do is look at what happened in 2016, like you said, and now Roe v. Wade is gone.
Yeah.
Like, what else evidence do you need
exactly.
that this is an important issue that Democrats need to focus on?
Exactly. Excellent points, Kevin. Kevin, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. John in Phoenix, Arizona. Hey, John, what's up?
Yeah, hey, Tom. Hey, you know, I just wanted to put in my 2 cents worth and say, you know what? The reason why this entire country is in crisis is because it's 100% the fault of these judges, because they took an oath of office to uphold the U.S. Constitution, and they are violating their oath. I have no understanding why we have a judiciary committee. We have an ethics committee. These judges, Trump is only doing what he knows he's going to get away with, because we have judges that are not obeying the U.S. Constitution. And I don't understand why no one on the media is talking about this. This is 100% the fault of these judges.
And why won't Dick Durbin hold them accountable? Why does he send a pathetically wimpy letter to the court saying, please recuse yourself, please? And then when he's asked by the media, you're going to do anything about this? He goes, nah, they're just going to ignore us anyway, so why bother? Well, yeah. If you're going to declare defeat before you even start, of course.
Hey, yeah. Tom, I have a question for you. We've never been in this situation, but when judges do not obey and follow the oath of office that they took to defend the U.S. Constitution, other than voting people out, what do we need to do since no one does their job? It's civil war? I don't understand. What do we need to do?
Yeah, civil war is not an option, John. What we need to do is get more engaged in politics. It's that simple.
Well, but we are engaged with politics,
well,
Tom.
No, not really. The percentage of American voters who ever show up at a Democratic Party meeting, or a Republican Party meeting for that matter, is infinitesimal. It's tiny, tiny, tiny. Yes, people show up to vote. Voting isn't enough anymore. People need to get directly involved and participate in the political process. John, I got to run, but thank you for the call. It's 44 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Talk media for the sane among us. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Dick Durbin needs to ask himself, what would Ted Kennedy have done? I'll be right back. My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews is that they are powerful for healthy blood pressure. You know, they feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and heart health every day when I take them. Plus, with no pills to swallow, they taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeats is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. New Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced supports healthy CoQ10 levels as well, an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% for a limited time only by going to superbeatsradio.com and using the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superbeatsradio.com, promo code TOM. superbeatsradio.com, promo code TOM.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the MaxSync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills. And on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner.
Do you get it?
Yes. Good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all just hype? Well, for me, there's a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quick. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. And that's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients for your dog's needs, plus health and happiness, plus the flavor and texture that they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. That's drmartypets.com/THOM. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Tony in North Las Vegas, Nevada. Hey, Tony, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Tom. You know, listening to that list that you listed of Donald Trump earlier and all his mess ups, and you're right, you know, any one of those before Donald Trump would have disqualified any other candidate.
They're trying to take down Joe Biden by saying his son, you know, took a $4 or $5 million payment from Burisma, which you go, oh, you know, everybody's all upset about this. What about Ivanka getting $20 million worth of patents and trademarks from China? What about Jared getting $2 billion from a bloodthirsty dictator?
Well, that's the problem with the Trumpies, though. They don't believe any of that stuff, or if they believe it, they just dismiss it.
Or they think it's just fine. They think it's proof that he's a tough guy.
And, you know, I was born in 1980, so I was 20 years old in my very first presidential election when I voted, and I was very excited about it and all that stuff. And it was the Bush v. Gore election, and, you know, we wouldn't have this problem of Trump or Alito if not for the Electoral College.
If it were not for five Republicans on the Supreme Court stopping the recount in Florida, which would have handed the election to Al Gore.
Exactly. You know, I honestly believe it's time for the Electoral College to be reformed or eliminated, because Donald Trump wouldn't be this close to the presidency again. It's sad to say, if not for the Electoral College.
You're right.
There's a lot more of us than there are of them. But the problem is this: the Electoral College, the Republican Party has figured out how to make it the Electoral College work for them, and basically the minority is basically ruling and electing our presidents.
Oh, yeah. The last Republican who actually was initially elected president of the United States was George Herbert Walker Bush in 1988.
And I use that talking point because I have a little message a talking group that I have with my conservative family members, and it's hilarious. They also think that the Electoral College is not fair, and they want to change it as well. So
because the GOP lost it.
Yeah, they love it, but these young kids, when you explain it to them, you know, these people that were born in the 1990s, they don't like it either.
Yeah, I get it.
I think it's, I mean, we need to get rid of it because, or reform it, you know, like the winner takes all.
Well, the problem is it's in the Constitution, and that's why the National Interstate Compact is what we have to go with. Tony, I need to move along. Thank you for the call. Ken in Everett, Washington. Hey, Ken, what's on your mind today?
Yes, hi, Tom. I want to first recommend your book, Walking Your Blues Away. I've used it. I'm a therapist. I've used it with some clients and taught them to use it. The reason I'm calling is because, reason I'm calling is because you posed the question about, you know, what's the cause or why people believe the Republicans or why they are Trumpers. And I think you mentioned one of the possibilities was the media and the 1500 right-wing radio stations and so forth. And so I think that's a good question about why, you know, but as a therapist and a brief therapist with a B, we look at a different question, and the question is what, you know, what's going on that perpetuates the and maintains the problem. We're like you, an LP with support from Milton Erickson. We look at what maintains the problem, and I think you were right when you say that Dick Durbin, for example, needs to grow a spine. And I think the problem is, and what is going on, is that the Democrats are not responding. They're not doing what needs to be done to stop what's going on. And so if they do something instead of not doing something, that will bring about change. My personal view is that consequences is what helps really change people's behavior. And people who believe these crazy things and the Republicans don't seem to have consequences because, like Michelle Obama, I really love her, but when she says, when they go low, we go high, I don't think so. I think, like you were saying earlier, also about not Dick Durbin, but begins with S, we want to get rid of DeJoy. Mm-hmm. We have the opportunity, and the person who's not doing something about that is sitting on that too.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm in agreement with you, but I think a more useful question is what is going on, and therefore we can address the here and now and make a change, and that's what's successful.
Excellent point. When they go low, they are positioning their face in such a manner that you can kick them in the teeth. it's like not literally, please, not literally. I'm not calling for violence.
No, of course not. No,
but Democrats need to start taking names and kicking ass. I mean, it's just that simple. And you know, this thing with the Senate Judiciary Committee is like the most visible example at the moment. Ken, thank you for the call, and good on you for your therapy work, and thanks for the kind words about my book. We'll be right back on the other side of this break with Phil Itner with an update from Ukraine, and then after that, corporations are weaponizing free speech to wreck the world, how Trump is bullying the women who have worked on his campaigns. This is an insane story, and your calls.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, we'll check in with former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel on the final chapters of Donald Trump's hush money election interference trial.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.